Okay, conclusion, Christy, you might want to have some closing thoughts here on BPN Radio. It's been great having you today. So what would you like to say?
Well, thank you, Dale. You know, I think when I look back on the last year, you know, with the experience with Sutton back in February, you know, our journey was marked with so many miracles, you know, not just one significant one. And I think that's how God works. He just does a lot of little things along the way, too. And one of the ones I meant to mention earlier when I was talking about his delivery was our doctor, who we have a very great relationship with, is a seeker, and he's seeking the Lord. And we got to have some great conversations about God and salvation and Christianity and all of that while I was sitting in the hospital. But the day that he decided to deliver Sutton, he just kept saying, you know, I have a gut feeling. I have a gut feeling that we need to do this today. And during the C-section, come to find out, we were moments away from the situation turning actually fatal for both Sutton and myself. So the fact that God moved in him and quickened his medical mind and his spirit was a huge miracle. But to keep both of us safe, that he kept his hand on us through that. But one of the most significant ones, I think, that Doug and I could both look back on was the word that you sent us. And actually, I took a picture of the text that you sent, and it was on my birthday, on February the 15th. And you sent us a word that said that Sutton would be a man ahead of his time, and that he would be a mighty man of God. And those words gave us such comfort in knowing that he's going to be okay. He's going to make it. And when we found out that he was a boy, those were the exact words that I prayed, that he would be a mighty man of God. And you confirmed that through that prophetic word. And God just used so many people to show us his love, whether it was through meals or helping us with our children. And, you know, really, I would just want to publicly thank all of our friends from our school, which is Veritas Academy, and that provided the meals and transportation and helping care for our children. And then all of our church friends at Christian Life Church and all the pastoral staff there, Rex Johnson and his whole staff, and just how so many friends just so faithfully interceded for us in prayer. And we just got so many texts and phone calls and emails just telling us, we're praying for you. We know he's going to be okay. And they were the hands and feet of Jesus and just being there for us throughout the entire time. And of course, our family, our immediate family that lives here around us, and my parents in San Antonio and sisters and Doug's parents that live here in Austin, they were here for us, for our children, and supporting us through our daily lives. And so it was, you know, all around thinking about it, it just, when you step back, there were miracles for God to show us his power, but then there was also the Christian community and the Christian love, what it meant to be loved on by Christians was shown to us also through this journey. Through and God showing us who he was through his people. And we were just so thankful and so grateful and looking back on it and coming out the other side of it. And thank you so much for letting me share today. And we just appreciate your influence and all of your prayers too while we were going through it.
Well, thank you very much, Christy. And I know that as you share here on this Lord's Day, on this final Sunday of 2014, I know there are people that are not able to go to church today because, like you were for a long time, they're confined, going through a storm. But I know that you've had a safe landing. You have a great testimony, and your words have been very encouraging. We speak a blessing over you and Doug, the Ahart family, and thank you for being on Christy Ahart today.
Thank you so much, Dale.
God bless you.